Hola, ¿cómo está? It's me, Kale. How you doing, Sam?
Si, señor. Geez.
What a great start. I love it.
Me llamo Sam.
So, today's episode, we are going to be talking about tacos.
Taco quest.
We literally went on a quest for these tacos today. Yeah. I am not joking you on that.
That rain, we've been needing this.
Yeah, so like where we're at, there's like a lot of tornadoes. Stuff going on and is like crazy weather,
flash flooding.
Yeah,
we went through all that to get all these tacos for you guys so we can taste it and give our rating. And what better way to do it than with some tacos?
Yeah, so these are local town or our town's local authentic restaurants.
Yep, authentic Mexican restaurants. Mm-hmm. A few of them were from food trucks, some of them were from like actual like restaurants. So,
yeah. But before we do that, I just want to say, make sure to follow us on, the X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever. And also hit that follow button on the YouTubes. Hit the like button, subscribe. Yep. We're going to have episodes every Sunday.
He know nothing.
Sunday at 10 a.m. So don't forget. So, all right, Sam, what do you got for this week? What have you been up to? What have you seen?
I've seen a lot. What are you talking about? The NFL draft?
Yep. Mind you, we are. So this will come out next week. So we're going to be obviously behind, but that's
right. NFL draft started last night, though.
Yep. How do you feel about your pick?
Well, Jordan. Or something like that. It's some offensive tackle out of Arizona. I understand having to replace David Bakhtiari, but. We should have went defense. I wanted either Cooper DeJean or Kool-Aid.
What did I tell you last night? You got two.
What a better.
We got two food items that are in the draft that didn't get picked. No mustard for you and no DeJean Kool-Aid.
And Kool-Aid. That's right. Yeah. You said condiments at first. I'm like, Kool-Aid's not a condiment.
It was funny when the pick happened. He didn't even know about it, but I was looking on Twitter and popped up and I'm like.
Don't tell me that.
I was like, oh, it's this guy. He's like, what the. Did you tell me?
How do you feel about the Lions pick?
Underrated pick, to be honest. I think that guy was forgot about in the draft and that kind of.
Who'd they pick again?
Tarion Arnold.
Oh, yeah.
Very underrated, I think. I think it's going to really help our backfield. Definitely in the deep end. We're getting rid of Cam Sutton, that guy who, went to jail and everything, whatever, manhunt. Kind of help out the guys that are back there already.
Yeah, for sure. What do you think about some of the, how do you feel about there being six quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks?
Insane, but I think what the Falcons did to Kirk Cousins, I think that was definitely a fuck you.
Kirk Cousins was left shocked and disappointed.
Or it might not be the FU, it's actually more of, you got a GM that doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Might be. Well, there was a meme, it showed the GM like, really trying, like nervously trying to plead his case to the Falcons owner.
Yeah.
like why they picked a quarterback with their first round pick when that's not really what they need the most.
Yeah. I would have been, if that was me.
Since 1983, upset. Most quarterbacks taken in the first round since 1983.
Yeah.
That was the John Elway, Dan Marino draft, mm-hmm. Jim Kelly.
So anyway, yeah, we got these tacos here.
A lot of tacos sitting here.
We got five places. We have, this is Tucasa.
It's Tucasa.
Leon.
That's La Paria Loca.
Sorry, Chris or family. Don't hate. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that in disrespect like that.
La Paria Loca. So we got Tucasa, La Paria Loca, El Rodeo, El Mezcal. Leon on wheels is about to go down with some tacos.
An honorable mention is Taqueria Gonzalez.
Yeah.
They were
unfortunately closed during the storm, but they do have some good food there.
I'm going to be honest. If they were here, I would have given them a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. 5 stars.
Sorry. I mean, this is me.
Yeah.
So You want to go ahead and get into the first taco?
You want to dive into it?
Let's go for it.
So we'll start with Tu Casa.
I like the appearance on it a little bit, but not really. I mean, I mean,
what's that supposed to mean?
They don't look dull.
I mean, the tortilla looks like, I guess, nice and fluffy. If that makes any sense.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Zach, what about you?
Well, I'm chewing it.
I'm going to go in for a bite.
Yeah.
I'd say the tortilla is just a little bit dry, but overall, not too bad.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with the tortilla. Some nice flavor to the steak.
Yeah.
I'm also just really hungry right now, so.
I think mine's triple wrapped. That's probably why it's so dry. Mm.
Yeah, it almost seems that way.
How long have they been around for?
Which one's this again?
Tu Casa.
I've been around for a little bit.
Yeah.
2 years.
2016, 17, maybe 15.
Something like that.
Yeah. It's been a while now.
They started off as a food truck, too. Originally.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they were at Madison County Fair quite a bit.
I'm pretty sure the guy that opened it was originally a cook at Michael's. I'm pretty sure.
Hmm. Yeah, Michael's. I haven't been there in a long time. Hmm. Chew your food, Kale.
I don't know, man. These are kind of. I've had their tacos before. I'm a little disappointed today.
They're kind of tough when you chew.
Yeah, it's a little chewy. The tortilla. Steak's got some nice flavor, but the tortilla being a little chewy and dry, I don't know.
It's taking a lot of the flavor away from the.
It is.
Yeah.
The steak.
You taste more of the tortilla.
What would you give it, Kale? 1 out of 5 stars. One through five.
I think though, if we're going to rate it though. Well. Oh yeah. 5 stars. Yeah. My bad.
1 through 5. What's your rating?
3.5.
Okay.
I've had them before, though, and they've been pretty good. But
yeah. Maybe it was just a bad day. I don't know. What about you, Zach?
I don't know. I'm with Kale on this. I'm thinking like a 3, 2.5, a 3. These are not what I was expecting, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I might have to go 3. Yeah. Still good, though. Not bad.
I mean, I'm a taco kind of entrepreneur myself, but I'm just saying.
You're a taco entrepreneur? Or a connoisseur. You're not a taco entrepreneur.
That one was deserved. Okay.
All right. Next, we've got La Paria Loca on the docket. Mm-hmm. These ones look pretty good, actually.
They look good. Their tortillas look like they were almost dipped, but I don't think they dipped their tortillas.
I can't remember if they do or not.
Well, they're just not traditional tacos usually. It's usually the al pastor tacos with the pineapple and juices and
it's dipped. Yeah. It's dipped. Look good.
Gaston, you outdid yourself, buddy. I watched him cook these. Did a good job.
Yeah.
Steak's a little dry, but overall, flavor, good.
Yeah, good flavor. The appearance, I'd say the appearance definitely trumps Tu Casa.
Oh.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tortilla is definitely a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Even the steak just has a little more flavor to it. Yeah.
That tortilla is for sure dipped in something.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's so good.
That's going to be a hard one to score.
Think about it.
I am, obviously.
I'm going to go 4.5. It probably would have got a 5 if the steak wasn't as dry. Not quite a perfect taco, in my opinion.
I think it's a 5. I like the shell. I think the meat is, you know, it's good. I think, you know, the seasoning they were using is pretty good. There's just the right amount of cilantro, onions. Mm-hmm. Usually I put lime on my taco, but this time I'm going to do it dry.
Dry.
Going to do it dry.
Mm-hmm. Mine wasn't really that dry. Yeah, I might have given it a 5.2, actually. That was a really good taco.
5.2? I thought we did 1 out of 5. Oh, I guess.
5 stars.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, see that little piece of meat I just had? Yeah, that was good. Yeah. A little kick with it.
Yeah.
And then...
El Rodeo.
Little known fact about El Rodeo. Back in our day of high school, everyone would always go there for burritos.
Yeah.
But are there...
El Rodeo is really well known for their burritos, but they got other good items. They really pack these together in one tinfoil wrap.
We'll see if their tacos hold up to the burrito, you know, the standards.
Right. They got some good chicken quesadillas, too.
Never had.
Here you go, Kale. I'll let you...
Finger it?
Yeah, go for it.
Another honorable mention, I'm just now thinking about it, but they're not around anymore. Danny Tacos. Mm. That was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had Danny Tacos, Zach?
Yep.
What'd you think of them?
They're good. I always had them when I was drunk, though. Off the bat, their cilantro's fresher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tortilla's a little dry on my end.
They definitely don't hold back on the spice like the burritos.
Yeah, this one's spicy.
It's that fresh cilantro, I can tell you right now, because it hit my tongue right away.
Yeah.
I couldn't even taste the cilantro on the Tu Casa one. So this is definitely a, I don't know.
Hmm. What do you think, Kale?
Solid 4.
That's what I was going with, 4.
I'm going to go 3.5.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Why?
Yeah.
The dryness or what?
Yeah. Honestly, the meat was good. I'm kind of a wuss when it comes to spicy food.
Oh, we know.
So, like, I don't like too much spiciness. Not that this was overwhelming with spice, but it took off 0.5 for me.
I thought the shell was pretty moist. And I don't mind the shell being moist.
Yeah.
Moist.
He might have got an outside taco, I suppose. They were all packaged together, right?
Yep.
Now, you might have taken one of the... No, mine's pretty moist, too.
I got mine in the middle.
Yeah. Next is... This was El Mezcal. I've never had their tacos.
I have. You've seen them. You've seen me eat them.
They have good burritos there, too. I'll be honest with you. When it comes to Mexican food, I'm definitely more of a burrito guy myself.
I'm a slut for Mexican food.
That's... Yeah. Very true. Me as well. There you go.
Just pass it on over. Yeah, give me that. Give me that some right there.
Some of that good, good.
I can tell you off the bat, the only thing I don't like is the crap ton of cilantro.
I don't mind that too much.
I don't mind it much, but it's like, it, you know what I mean? It's like you can pick it up, like falling out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I like these ones.
It's hit and miss for me for these, for this place.
Sometimes, I'm not a huge fan.
No. Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit. I do think El Mez is kind of overhyped sometimes. Like, I think they have like a really great damn burrito.
Like the thing that sets them apart from like El Rodeo or like a food truck is they're more of a, you know, more of that sit down restaurant experience, kind of like Two Casas, kind of that way, but El Mez more so. The appearance, I agree, like all the cilantro, I mean, just kind of overpowers a little bit. The steak, I don't know. How do you feel about the steak?
I think it's pretty good. This steak is usually pretty good.
Usually. Not quite as flavorful as some of these other ones, though.
I ain't gonna lie, the last one. I cannot wait to try the last one.
These ones are loaded with steak. That's Leon on wheels.
What up, Ricky?
Enrique.
I'm going with a 3 on this one.
I'm going to go with 3.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with a 3.
The one thing, there's a joke going around I've heard, and this is what I've heard, just repeating what I heard. Sometimes when people that work there at Two Casa, it makes you think, like, is it, you know, are they trying or not trying? Again, hit or miss.
All right. Last but not least,
Leon on wheels.
On.
Fun and fact.
Important to stress the on wheels part because there is just Leon.
Which I think it's pretty much the same thing, but in a food truck.
Right.
And but, I heard it's a lot better.
Yeah, there's better reviews about the food truck.
Sorry.
These are definitely dipped as well.
Yeah. I saw them dipping the tortillas for these ones. All right. This is issues. Here we go.
Just give me the. Yeah. That works.
That'll have to work.
That'll do, pig. That will do.
Put some more meat on this one. These were really bunched together nicely.
I'm only getting like pockets of flavor. Like some of the meat doesn't have any, and then you get like a huge bite, and then it's like, it's weird.
The tortilla is probably the best one I've had so far.
I would agree.
That steak is pretty seasoned well to me.
Yeah, some bites are, and then I get some bites that are just like, I don't know, it's weird. It's like plain.
I could tell there's more of a charred taste to it.
Yeah, I'll give it a 4. It's definitely seasoned really well.
And I think the tortilla is pretty damn good too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the perfect size.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a solid 5.
I'm going to go 4.5.
I think those are pretty good scores that you guys gave it.
Yeah. I think your guys' scores were good too.
Well, good.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. We all have our own taste buds.
Now rating, like ranking them, that might be a little harder.
Well, I wrote it all down, so you got 2 tied at 4.5.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
La Parrilla Loca and then Leon on Wheels.
Oh, for Sam, because I got the five Leons.
I went with an average, so with all of our ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Because you rated two of them out of five, I believe.
Yeah,
both of those.
I gave La Parrilla Loca a five and Leon on Wheels a 4.5.
Well, then we'll just go with that then. So that makes that one the winner.
Leon?
La Parrilla Loca.
Oh.
You deserve a good old PLB.
Congrats, Saldanas. You did it.
Good job. Good job.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man.
So it worked out. So it's La Parrilla Loca, Leon on Wheels, El Rodeo, and then Two Casas and Hermes tied for the end at the fifth.
A lot of people are going to be like, wow, I thought Hermes would do a lot better.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not a huge fan of Hermes, so I like their cheese dip. I like some of their stuff, but.
I like their burrito Patron. I like their burritos a lot better. I think that they're more well known for their burritos and their chimichanga.
Never had the chimichanga.
I've never had it either, but I've heard from people that have had it, and they said that it's pretty good.
Well, that's another one we got to try, because we've talked about off camera about what we're planning.
Oh, when we said we were going to do an honorable mention, too, to Dos Hermanos.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's kind of forgotten because of the location, I think.
Yeah.
They did have a food truck for a little bit, but they didn't make any money. That's why they closed it, shut it down, and sold it.
Yeah, I've only had their steak burritos. They're pretty good. Not as big as Rodeo's or even Gonzalez, but decent flavor.
What I like about Hermes is they put the cheese on it, so I think it makes it better.
Yeah. Yeah, they do it up. They put a lot of like nice fixings on like at Hermes or even at Two Casas.
Yeah.
Because it's more of like that sit-down restaurant, so it's more like gourmet style.
Yeah.
And they'll put like a bunch of like cheese, queso, and then like a bunch of like veggies on top, like lettuce and tomatoes and all that good stuff. Tomatoes a fruit, but...
It's a vegetable.
No, but...
It's fruit. It's got seeds.
Yeah, it is a fruit. Like, that's been proven already.
I'm not arguing with you two.
It's two against one.
What do you think? So, like, say, like, Two Casas, right? They used to be in a food truck. Do you think they've lost their ways a little bit?
I didn't even know they were a food truck at first.
Well, I know
they still do food truck stuff, though, yeah, don't they? Catering, at the fairs and stuff.
Yep.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've actually eaten there.
I guess more of the question is do you think if people like Two Casas, they go from food truck to restaurant, do you think they lose their ways or could?
Right. And that's more like just a general question for kind of any restaurant that has like a humble start of as a food truck and then ends up becoming like
bigger,
more of a like actual restaurant. Then I don't know if it's necessarily they lose their ways, but more so, I don't know. They get a bigger customer, I guess, variety, like more people are more likely
You know. Which is a make or break, which that's
empty. Don't spill.
That's empty.
Okay.
So
I think they have to mass produce more like at once.
Yep.
So some of the quality might go down at times. It would become dependent on when you go there, which is kind of the same for a lot of restaurants, sit-down restaurants, for sure.
I think they would lose their ways a little bit because, you know, you don't got, you know, cook one and cook two just sitting in the truck the whole time cooking it.
Right. And a lot of times, like, whoever starts it up, like, the main cook is going to be more so, like, in a management-type position and will be delegating some of his work to his staff. And they might not have the skill set that, you know, the original founder has.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going with on that. You know, I'll be honest, like, Parrilla Loca, they've only been around, like, what, a year and a half?
if even.
Yeah.
It's been not that long. No longer than a year, that's for sure.
And now they got a rival right next to them, too.
Yeah.
I've never had it, but never had it.
Parked. You parked by them, and they had to watch me go walk to their rival food truck.
Yeah.
In the rain.
So I guess that's more points for you guys, making you look good.
That's right.
Yep.
Congrats.
Yep. So, you know, a town like Norfolk, Nebraska.
Right.
And it's, you know, somewhat growing here and there. What are some restaurants that you would like to see in this town at, like, through the next 10, 20 years? Hopefully, like a wish list.
I think one of the big stigmas or, like, almost like misconception. Well, I hear a lot of people talk about Norfolk is, like, there isn't a lot
Norfolk.
A lot of variety for, like, places to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's necessarily true. Like, I feel like we have a decent variety, but I wouldn't mind more, like, Chinese food, like, Chinese Asian places to eat. Like,
you want cat?
I miss China Gate. China Gate was good.
My favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
I've never had it.
Their egg rolls were...
They were, like, the best egg rolls
huge.
In town.
Huge, yeah. I'm not a huge fan of Asian cuisine.
Gone downhill since it's open.
Yeah, like, well, I remember even like when they first opened, a couple times I ate there and it made me sick.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
And
actually, I know my old coworker, he recently left like 2 months ago. He actually, his daughter went there and got some food, and I don't remember what it was, like a metal sheet, like a sheared piece of metal. And
in their food?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't know how the hell they got that in there, but like, that's insane. Good thing they caught it.
Obviously, with the display in front of us, we have plenty of authentic Mexican restaurants.
In fact, I think we have about 15 deals.
Really?
I think about 15 places. So we had to do 5.
But in terms of Chinese that we have, I mean, Hy-Vee is okay.
Has gone downhill.
But I like...
that used to be great.
Imperial Palace in the mall. I mean...
Always good.
Anytime I mean, been a while since I've been there, but I've always... Like, I remember when I worked at Target when I was in college, and I would go there all the time.
They would load you up with rice.
In the mall, yeah. Yeah, those to-go boxes, they would fill it to the brim with rice.
It's not owned by the same people anymore. It's like some new owner. I don't know who they are, but...
Yeah.
Our mall, our food court is dying. Used to have Runzo, used to have Dairy Queen.
It wouldn't be a bad idea to get, like, I don't know, like something similar to, like, we used to have Eat Fit Go, a place where you can go in and get like a
meal prep meal,
like basically. A meal prep type, or like a bowl, like a rice bowl of some sort with like a protein, a veggie. Like a more of like a healthier option. Obviously, I'm going to be the guy that says that.
I actually think there is something like that here in town. I got to find it.
Sometimes I go to Sakura and I'll get like the hibachi with white rice with steak and chicken and veggies. And that's similar.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. Just more options like that where you can get like healthy options or like, you know, like healthy snacks, like different kinds of protein bars or... those protein balls that they sell at Hy-Vee.
Oh, yeah.
Those are pretty good. Those energy balls or whatever they call them.
Well,
they make them with like oatmeal and protein powder and other things.
My thing is, I think we need another steakhouse of some sort.
Well, I mean, what do we got? We got Whiskey Creek.
Yep.
Black Cow Fat Pig.
Overrated.
I actually haven't ate there yet, so I can't speak on that.
Pricey.
I have heard that. Would you consider Big Red? Big Red's a sports bar.
They got rid of their steak, actually.
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't mind Big Red for burgers.
I like Big Red burgers.
I'm a huge burger guy, so love burgers.
Who else?
What about B-dubs? I think B-dubs is overrated personally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
By far.
I'm not, first of all, I'm not a huge wing guy to begin with, but anything else, I mean, just last couple of times I've been there, it's just kind of been a poor experience, I guess.
Service and just quality or
what? Well, service, that, and then also just the quality, I guess, too.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
I think there's, what about pizza? Pizza places.
Napoli's is great.
That's just entirely authentic Italian food, too. I like Napoli's. Remember that time you panic ordered a cheese pizza there?
Don't remind me. That's still pretty dang good. I don't know how you don't understand that.
It's funny, though, because, like, it was me, you, and Maya, I think, and we both ordered our food that we wanted, and I don't think you just weren't ready, and you were like, cheese pizza. And it's an ongoing joke now, forever.
Well, did you know when I helped Yoshi move last week, I discovered that, so Columbus has a bunch of food trucks, which we have an idea and a plan within coming up here soon.
Kale has a plan.
<Woo-hoo>! Yahoo! So anyway, I have a bunch of food trucks down there. I think maybe we've been talking about doing like vlog style kind of deals for our YouTube channel. Kind of help us get out there a little bit. So they, like I said, they got a bunch of Mexican food trucks down there. There was a pizza food truck I thought I saw. And I think there was an Asian cuisine type of food truck, like Chinese food, obviously.
Yeah.
And then they got that buffet down there. That buffet is pretty good. The China buffet.
In Columbus?
Yep.
I've never been.
Well, you're missing out.
It's not too bad for a decent Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
I like the idea of doing that.
Or, I mean, we could also go
to be entertaining, too.
You know, we also got Omaha. We got Lincoln. We got Sioux Falls. Hell, we even got Grand Island.
Yeah.
But who the hell wants to live and drive to Grand Island? Boring. It's not even an island. Not even grand.
It's not. No, it's not grand, nor is it an island. The only time I've ever traveled there was for high school football, yeah. I swear.
They're literally called the Islanders.
I drove through there on my way to Kearney a couple of years ago for a work trip. That's it.
I just wish we had more food options because, you know, sometimes you get tired of eating the same place or driving around. There's nothing. It's nearly the same place.
What kind of food would you like to see more of specifically? Is there a specific one?
Chipotle.
Like a Chipotle or a Qdoba?
Yeah, like a small business.
I
like
can
that.
Get behind that. Yeah. Yeah. I love Qdoba.
You know, so we don't have to, you know, say like Maya and I want to go to.
I'd like to see a Texas Roadhouse. That's my favorite restaurant, Texas Roadhouse.
I keep hearing Columbus might get it with their new Harris Casino. I keep hearing. I got my ears open.
I remember when Raising Cane's first came to town.
Oh, dude, you and I were so over it by the time.
We were like so pumped for it, though.
And then like originally. After like the 10th.
Because that's time, like. Well, before they had it in Norfolk, you'd have to go to Lincoln or Omaha.
Or
like,
Fremont.
Like anytime you took a trip to Lincoln or Omaha, you'd have to stop at Cane's because that was we don't have it in Norfolk and it's so good, even though it's just chicken strips. And then we got it in Norfolk and then it's like, it's good. Like I like Cane's, but it's like not to die for like we used to think so.
And that's another thing that I, you know, run into. And I think that if we do that, then it's not going to be as good anymore.
What do you mean?
Like how we just with Cane's, you know, it just is like we're going, we're excited, you know. But like I said, my thing is I want a new steakhouse. I want a new, little drive-through restaurant like Chipotle or you know burrito place.
Yep.
But the only thing what sucks about this town is when we're, oh man, so. When we're trying to get something in this town, somebody, a group of people is going to bitch and complain. And then you got another group who are all for it. Group A and Group B, right? Group A doesn't like what Group B says. Group B doesn't like Group A says.
Right.
Like, who gives a shit? Like,
I mean, no matter what, you're going to have people that are for something and people that are against it.
Yeah, but it just makes me laugh when people are all for the town building, but yet the next time I see them commenting on a Facebook page or group about, you know, something being built, they're bitching about how it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I was for or against the deal in Elko, but he's right. It was toxic. It's sad. Really.
Yeah.
Talking about growing this town, but yet you're one not wanting to do it, all of a sudden you are. Make up your damn mind.
Facts.
I don't know what you have thoughts on that, Zach, but it's hard to build stuff in this town.
No, it's the few against, you know, it's the few that have an opinion, and yeah. It's it is what it is. We've talked about that a lot on Touching Base with all these mm-hmm. candidate stuff, and you know, it comes down to TIF, and it comes down to people thinking that money's being spent where maybe it's not, and I don't know, just depends. It's all opinion based,
yeah. Basically. So,
But again, the bitching page only has 6,000 people in it.
Yeah.
So it's a very select few people
who are
putting it out on social media.
Yeah. You usually see the same person bitching and bitching and bitching. It's like, oh, look, there's our Facebook resident, you know?
That's the thing about like negative people is like, they're just always going to find a reason to find something negative about something.
Yeah.
Like, and no matter how hard you try, they're not going to stray away from their negative opinion. And that's just, that's how toxic and negative people are. Like, they're just going to be that way. So you just got to keep like doing what you're doing and, mm-hmm. and, you know, they're going to hate regardless.
No. Anyway, let's move on from that. I don't want to keep talking about
rant
that.
Time from Kale.
I didn't know we were on useless here. What's this?
it's just something that's been bugging me for a while. Every time I log on Facebook, one of the first things I see, I'm like, oh, all right, we're getting something new in this town. And then, oh, no, we're not getting it because somebody's, you know, upset.
Yeah.
Their feelings hurt. Because, like, you know, say Johnson Park, right? I'm like, it's all right. At first, I was like, okay, this is a waste of money. Secondly, okay, now it looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, again, we're going to move on from that.
Our happy-go-lucko taco quest took a dark turn, man.
Yeah, it's
my fault. Got your mind on some... it's all right.
It's been a long 2 weeks, guys. It's been a long 2 weeks. I mean...
So what else? What kind of restaurants, wish list, anything else that you'd want to...
Just in general?
Yeah, just in general. Like what actual like brand name, like franchises, restaurant? Like what about like a Chick-fil-A? I'm not a huge fan, personally.
Not me either. It's overrated. But again, yeah. I would pick Cane's or...
Yeah, I would. Yeah. What about like other like burger places? Like what if like we got a Five Guys or something like that? Would you like to see that?
No, I would not want to see that.
You don't like Five Guys?
You see what I'm doing here?
No.
You said, do I want to see Five Guys? I said, no.
The restaurant, oh, asshole.
Okay.
God. Get your mind out to the gutter, Kea.
yeah, I would. It's kind of nice.
I've only been there a couple times when I was in Lincoln, like for Husker games.
It's good. It's kind of expensive.
No, you know what the best burger place I've ever eaten at was Honest Abe's.
I've only had that once, but it was great.
Yeah.
I like Honest Abe's. That'd be something that I wish would franchise out, but it won't.
What about Pepper Jack's?
Columbus has one.
I've had it before in Omaha.
I like it.
Yeah.
A lot of people get the bowl or the sub or whatever you want to do. It's like a Philly cheesesteak place.
Yeah. They sell burritos there too.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's what I had.
I just wish more of the mall space was utilized.
Yeah. For all I care. I mean, we could get rid of Taco Bell for all I care.
You leave my Taco Bell alone.
Not a huge fan of like fast food chain Tex-Mex places. Even Taco John's is like, meh. If I'm going to eat Mexican, I'm going to get
it's there.
Authentic Mexican food, you know?
Speaking of Taco John's, like, I just got a taco pizza now. So, you know.
Abelardo's, Alejandro's, Alabardo's, so whatever it's called.
A lot of people might think, why didn't we bring in Abelardo's? We both agreed that it's kind of like a fuck you to these guys versus, you know.
It's more of like a chain, you know.
Yeah, the food is pretty good, but it's
not bad.
Not great, but
compared to like, I mean, I feel like they specialize more in like breakfast.
Never had it yet.
Like breakfast. They're the meat lovers breakfast burrito. Pretty good.
Without the torito.
Some of their tacos are pretty greasy.
Yeah. Their food is incredibly greasy. Yeah. It's just in general. Like it's like once in a blue moon you can go there and get something, but I mean personally for me, but yeah, definitely when it comes to like taco, like when it comes to like doing something like this, it would definitely wouldn't have been a good fit.
No. Yeah, Taco John's I don't really care for. I like Burger King, but I think they have pretty good burgers. I would pick them over McDonald's.
Eh, I'm not a fan of either, really. Like if I'm going to have a burger, I'm not swinging through McDonald's or Burger King. Like I'd rather
Culver's or Runza.
If it's a fast food burger, like if I'm eating a fast food burger, I'd rather go, yeah, like Culver's or maybe Runza.
Makes it all better.
But I'd rather sit down somewhere. Like a place like Big Red or
411's got some bomb ass burgers.
I've had their lobster burgers, pretty good.
I should check that place out sometime.
Yeah. I think they're pretty nice.
Wednesday's their burger deal. Cheaper than McDonald's.
Damn. Oh,
I didn't know that. All right. Sam, looks like we got to do something on Wednesday.
Yeah. What about like Sweet Tooth, like places like dessert places?
I'm not really big into that. I'm just good with the good old classic Dairy Queen.
I got a thing for ice cream once in a while.
Shit, after this, I might go to Dairy Queen. I don't know.
Yeah.
Your gut's going to be so fucked.
Yeah.
Like it's five tacos and then and some ice cream on top. Ooh.
You know, it's funny how we were talking about losing weight last episode, and here we are.
Yeah, Kale.
Oh, it's not even about the weight. You're just going to get some gut rot. And beer.
Your toilet's going to hate you.
Already hates me. Like, oh, here comes this guy.
Here comes Kale trotting back in to take another dice.
Yeah.
So, what about, like, what are some other, like, restaurant ideas?
I think an Olive Garden would do very well here.
I like Olive Garden.
The Olive Garden is great.
When it comes to, like, carving up for my competitions, I've went to Olive Garden once one time, up in Mankato, Minnesota.
Once one time.
Got the spaghetti bowl and it was good, but I've noticed when I carb up for competitions and I've done either pasta or pizza the night before, and I've always performed better when I had pizza. I don't know why. Probably because it's just more calorie dense and gave me more energy the next day.
Pizza. Copyright. No, we're done.
Oh, yeah. Little Caesars. That's no longer here.
I wish. It went downhill.
You know, what's funny is shortly after Little Caesars closed, Planet Fitness opened up. And they, you know what they're all about is free pizza day.
Hey, good workout. Have a pizza, you fat fuck. I'm kidding.
Like, oh, that's okay. Little Caesars is closing. We got another pizza place opening up. We got Planet Fitness.
Yeah, we would joke about it for a while.
Pizza Planet from Toy Story.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you guys. We planned to do this taco episode for a while, and I think it went pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you get to eat tacos, it's, you know, it's a good time.
Let's talk about it.
Oh, we already talked about it. We talked about it.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say, because, I mean, we plan on doing this just this taco thing and then talking about, you know, whatever with our town.
Yeah.
And I had a feeling
it was good.
I had a feeling this episode was going to be a little short, which is fine. I don't want to keep.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I don't want to drag it even more.
No, 45 minutes is still pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, Sam, if you want to take it away.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. This was TNT Boys eating some tacos, Taco Quest, traveled through some rain and some storms to get here.
Tornadoes.
So we care about y'all. So thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Yeah. Don't forget to follow us on all our social medias.
Okay. Peace out. Bye.
Peace out. Bye.